Send my greetings to those of you watching these tapes in the nations of the world.
Salam kasaraya nu ningali kaset ieu di sakuliah dunya.
My name is Jim Feeney.
Abdi Jim Feeney.
I'm the founding pastor of Medford Christian Center in Medford, Oregon, USA.
Pastor nu ngadegkeun Medford Christian Center di Medford, Oregon, Amerika Serikat.
Also had the privilege of planting a church in the area near New York City.
Abdi kengin kesempatan istimewa kanggo melak hiji gereja di lahan caker di New York City.
Prior to that, I was on staff at Abbot Loop Christian Center in Anchorage, Alaska.
Dan abdi salah seorang staff di Abbot Loop Christian Center di Alaska.
My pastor there was my good friend Dick Benjamin.
Pastorna Dick Benjamin, sobat abdi.
I worked with Brother Benjamin and assisted him in the training of future ministers.
Di sasarangan didamel, sarang nulungan anjena tina pelatihan pelayanan kanggo kapayuna.
From our church in Alaska, we were able, by the Lord's blessing, to send out many dozens of church planting teams.
Gereja abdi di Alaska sangga mengutus seueur rombongan kanggo melak gereja enggal ku berkah Gusti.
What I'd like to share with you in this session is how to do that exactly.
Oh, yang dibagikan ka sadadak nyaeta kumaha ngalakukeun ieu ku cara pas dina sesi ieu.
I'd like to share with you how your church can become a training center for ministers.
Ma gereja sadek tiasa janten pusat pelatihan kanggo pelayan-pelayan Gusti.
And also how your church can assemble teams and send them forth to plant churches in your nation.
Ketiasa ngahijikeun tim atau rombongan sareng ngutus kanggo melak gereja di lebet negara saderek.
In this first session, I'd like to give an overview of church planting.
Abdi hoyong masihan pandangan ngenaan melak gereja.
Would you turn with me please to Genesis chapter 1 verse 12?
Persis sadayak ningali kana kejadian pasal 2 ayat 1.
It's the first chapter of the Bible, very important.
Di pasal ngawitan tina Alkitab janten penting pisan.
Verse 12.
Ayat 12.
The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds.
Tanah itu nuwuhkeun pucuk-pucuk segala jenis tatangkalan nu aya sikian sareng segala tangkal nu ngasilkeun buah nu aya sikian.
This is a very important principle.
Ieu prinsip nu penting pisan.
This principle helps us to understand how churches come into existence.
Prinsip nulungan urang supados ngartos kumaha gereja tiasa ngadeg.
If I plant an apple seed, the result is an apple tree.
Upami melak apel, tangtu hasilna apel.
Orange trees produce oranges.
Upami orang melak jeruk, pasti hasilna jeruk.
Sheep reproduce sheep.
Domba ngalahirkeun domba.
Human beings produce other human beings. I have 4 children whom I love very much.
Manusia ngalirkan manusia sanes, abdi kagungan putra opat anu dipikasih.
Very important, churches reproduce churches.
Penting pisan, gereja ngahasilkan gereja.
Would you turn with me please to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24.
Orang tingali siloka pasal 11 ayat 12.
Again, Proverbs 11:24, I'm reading in English from the King James Version, says, "There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty."
Siloka 11 ayat 24 tina bahasa Inggris versi King James, ayat ieu nyarios, aya anu nyebar harta tambi beunghar, anu hemat pisan, nanging esok kirang bae.
The principle here is very, very important.
Prinsip dia penting pisan.
The principle is the scattering of good seed.
Prinsip dia teh nyebar nih nusai.
I have planted in my various homes in America, wherever I live, I like to plant a good lawn.
Ibu mi abdi di Amerika, di mana bae abdi aya, abdi resep pepelakan nusai.
So I get the soil ready and I go and buy a box of seed.
Menyiapkan tanahna sarang bini.
And I read the directions and it says use this much seed.
Petunjuknya jadinya dicaruskeun takaran cara benih eta digunakeun.
I use twice as much.
Beri malak dua kali takaran.
Because this principle says as I scatter seed, that's what I'm going to reap.
Bagi dicaruskeun langkung seueur benih ditaawurkeun panen pasti seueur.
So I throw lots of grass seed out and my lawns come up beautiful.
Abdi ngawurkeun benih jukut nu seueur, buruan janten sae.
If you just scatter a little bit, it's very thin, like my hair.
Umpami sakedik sasilna, oke sakedik, sapertos rambut abdi.
This is a biblical principle called sowing and reaping.
Ia prinsip alkitabiah nu disebut tebar sarang panen.
Let's take a look together at Galatians chapter 6. We'll just read verse 7.
Orang tingali Galata pasal 6 ayat 7.
Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows."
Galata 6 ayat 7 saurna, "Kade ulah boga pikiran yen Allah menang dibobodo, naon dipela ku urang eta baris kapetik."
If we sow a lot of seed, we reap a big harvest.
Pami urang tebar seueur, panenna oge seueur.
As we proceed in these lessons, we're going to talk about sowing the seed of people.
Tapi seorang ngajalankeun pelajaran ieu, orang nyarioskeun ngeunaan tebar benih manusia.
What we're talking about now is biblical reasons to plant new churches.
Dibahas ayeuna teh nyaeta alesan alkitabiah kanggo melak gereja enggal.
Let's look at Matthew 28:19 and 20, the Great Commission.
Ayo orang tingali tina Matius pasal 28 ayat 18 sareng 20 amanat agung.
Matthew 28 verse 19 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age."
Kusabab eta maraneh kudu iang, kabeh bangsa kudu dijadikan murid kami, tata kudu dibaptis kalawan panjenengan Rama, Putra, jeung Roh Suci, yang kudu diwurukan, sina ngalampahkan segala rupa hal anuku kami geus diperintahkan kamaraneh. Maraneh sing yakin yang kami teh terus nyarengan kamaraneh, sapanjangna tepi ka akhir zaman.
Jesus has called us to go and spread his gospel to all the nations.
Yesus parantos nyaur urang supados angkat sareng nyebarkeun Injilna ka sakulial bangsa.
But not just to preach.
Hanes mung khotbah.
Also to teach, to baptize and to make disciples.
Ngawurukan, ngabaptis, sareng ngamuridkeun.
Conversion to Jesus Christ can occur anywhere.
Ketobatan ka Yesus Kristus biasa muncul di mana bae.
I came to Jesus Christ all alone in my room in Washington State, USA.
Abdi dongkap ka Yesus Kristus ngalira di ruangan abdi di Washington, Amerika.
However, to make disciples, we need churches.
Amerika kanggo ngamuridkeun diperjuangkeun gereja.
I could not have become a disciple of Jesus all alone in my room.
Abdi teu tiasa janten murid Yesus ngalira di ruangan abdi.
I needed the input of my church.
Abdi periyogi masukkan ti gereja.
I needed the input of my pastor, my elders.
Periyukan gembala sareng panatua.
I needed others to help me to learn the word of God.
Periyogi nusanes anu nulungan tina diajar pangangadika Gusti.
These things are done by local churches.
Perkara-perkara ieu dilakukan ku gereja lokal.
Church growth expert Elmer Towns speaks about planting new churches.
Tokoh tumuwuhna gereja Elmer Towns nyarios ngeunaan melakna gereja enggal.
Dr. Towns says this.
Saur Dr. Towns.
God's primary method of evangelizing an area is by planting a New Testament church to reach the area with the gospel.
Metode utami Gusti di lahan penginjilan nyaeta ku melak hiji gereja perjanjian enggal kanggo ngahontal lahan ku Injil.
Let me repeat that.
Ku abdi di Wihandei.
God's primary, number one method to reach an area with the gospel is to plant a church in that area.
Metode utami Gusti, nomor hiji, ngahonta lahan ku Injil melalui gereja di lahan eta.
Would you turn with me please to Acts chapter 1 verse 8?
Perantingali tina carios pada melalui rasul-rasul pasal hiji ayat 8.
Acts 1:8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
Rasul-rasul hiji ayat 8, "Ngan di mana Roh Suci dan geus lungsur nyarengan, marane bakal menang kawasa serta jadi saksi-saksi kami di Yerusalem, di sakulah Judea jeung Samaria, tuk nepi ka tuntung bumi."
Jesus spoke that 2,000 years ago in Israel.
Yesus nyariskan ia 2,000 tahun kapengker di Israel.
I came to Jesus Christ almost 2,000 years later in the state of Washington.
Abdi dongkap ka Kristus hampir 2,000 tahun saperantos di negara bagian Washington.
How did that happen?
Maha kajantanana.
Because Christians took the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and went to the other side of the earth around the world.
Umarga orang Kristen nyandak Injil di Yerusalem, Judea, Samaria, sareng angkat ke bagian bumi sanesna, di sakulia dunya.
And they began churches in all those places.
Awitan ngawangun gereja didinya.
There's an interesting story about church planting in the book of Acts.
Ayat menarik tina melak gereja dicarios pada melan rasul-rasul.
The book of Acts does not precisely say go and plant churches.
Dicarios pada melan rasul-rasul untuk secara tepat nyarios supados angkat sareng melak gereja.
But Jesus had said in the Great Commission, go to all nations and make disciples.
Namun Yesus parantos ngadawuhkeun dina amanat agung, iang kabeh bangsa kudu dijadikeun murid kami.
Here's how his apostles and later ones like the apostle Paul implemented that.
Jadi kumaha murid-muridna sareng Rasul Paulus nerapkeun perkara eta?
They went forth in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Anjeunna angkat ku kawasa Roh Suci.
They preached the gospel, they taught the gospel.
Aduikan Injil, ngawurukan Injil.
And everywhere they went, churches sprang up.
Kamana arahnya naangkat, gereja-gereja muncul.
So the book of Acts does not expressly say, go and plant churches.
Dan cariosan pada melantas rasul untuk secara terang-terangan nyarios angkat sarang melak gereja.
But as the apostles went, they planted churches.
Yang watas arahnya naangkat, melak gereja.
They understood that in order to fulfill the command for discipleship, they needed churches.
Aranjana paham kanggo nadunan parentah ngamuridkeun diperyogikeun gereja.
Let me share now some practical reasons for planting new churches.
Jinan abdi bade masihan sabaraha alasan praktis kanggo malak gereja enggal.
Number one, the need for new churches is very great.
Nomor hiji, keperyogian kanggo gereja inggal ageng pisan.
In Europe alone, it is said that there are 250,000 towns and villages with no evangelical church.
Di Eropa aya 250,000 kota sareng desa teu aya gereja anu nyebarkeun Injil.
Think of that.
Mutkeun perkawis eta.
A quarter of a million villages and towns with no witnessing church.
Seperempat juta kota sareng desa terhente aya gereja nu bersaksi.
So the need is great.
Dan keperluan eta ageng pisan.
I planted a church in Medford, Oregon in 1989.
Abdi malak hiji gereja di Medford, Oregon tahun 1888.
First I went down and visited a local pastor to learn about Medford.
Jadi abdi angkat ke kembalas tempat supados paham ngenaan Medford.
I'll never forget his words to me.
Timal hilap cariosanna ka abdi.
He said, "Jim, this town needs 25 more churches."
Taurna, Jim, kota ieu perlu 25 gereja deui.
And this is true in your nation.
Geleres di negara saderek.
Your nation, my nation, they need millions of new churches.
Negara sederek, negara abdi, meriogikan jutaan gereja enggal.
Here's another thought.
Ye mutan anu sanes kudai.
Research in America shows that newer, smaller churches are more effective evangelistically.
Penelitian di Amerika nunjukkan yang gereja-gereja nu langkung alit efektif pisan di penginjilan.
This is not always true.
Teu satrasna leres.
The church that I was involved in Anchorage, Alaska was a very large church.
Gereja gabung di acara Alaska, gereja anu ageung pisan.
And we were very evangelistic.
Tapi sadaya giat tina penginjilan.
And we planted many dozens of churches.
Alakser gereja.
However, in the United States of America, usually the most evangelistic churches are newer churches, smaller churches.
Pamedia Amerika mah gereja enggal nu alit nu seueur penginjilan.
Now, think of the numbers I'm going to share in a moment.
Tapi imutkeun jumlah nu bade ku abdi diwartoskeun.
In our world today, there are billions of men and women and children who don't know Jesus.
Di dunia ieu aya miliaran pameget istri sareng urang kalih nu teu acan kenal ka Yesus.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to see a billion people saved in the next 10 years?
Sanes endah umpami jalmi nu miliaran ieu diselametkeun 10 taun deui.
But think about this.
Ngimutkeun ngeunaan perkara ieu.
What would we do with those billion new converts?
Naon nu bade dipidamel ngeunaan miliaran petobat ieu?
We would need at least a million new churches.
Paling teu urang peryogi jutaan gereja enggal.
If we had 1 million new churches with 1,000 people in each one, that would cover 1 billion.
Pami urang kadus 1 juta gereja enggal, masing-masing jemaahna 1,000, ieu cekap 1 miliaran.
In the U.S. and Canada, there are about 330,000 churches.
Di Amerika, sareng Kanada, aya kinten-kinten 330,000 gereja.
We need twice that many.
Urang mayogeun dua kalieun jumlah eta.
I don't know the numbers in your various nations.
Abdi teterang jumlah di negara saderek.
But you're like us.
Tong saderek sami sareng abdi.
You and we need more churches.
Urang sareya peryogi seueur gereja.
In the Old Testament, it says God sets the solitary into families.
Dina perjanjian lami disaurkeun Gusti nempatkeun nu nyalira ka kulawarga.
In many nations of the world, there are people coming to Jesus Christ.
Teuer bangsa di dunia ieu aya urang Kristen nu dongkap ka Yesus Kristus.
And yet they look around and they find themselves all alone.
Among aranya ningali ka sakulingna sareng ngaraos mung nyalira bae.
No church family to bring them in.
Aya nu ngabagiakeun.
No church family to make them disciples.
Amuritkeun.
The need is great.
Prayogan eta ageung pisan.
Dr. Peter Wagner of Fuller Seminary says some things about this.
Dr. Peter Wagner di Fuller Seminary nyarios ngeunaan ieu.
Dr. Wagner says, planting new churches is the most effective evangelistic method known under heaven.
Karena malah gereja enggal nyaeta metode penginjilan nu paling efektif di sakuliah dunya.
I, as an individual, have led people to Jesus.
Tapi nyalira parantos mimpin jalmi-jalmi ka Yesus.
My wife is better at it than I am.
Bojo langsung saya ti abdi.
Over 25 years ago, she led me to Jesus.
Sampai 25 tahun kapungker anjeuna nyandak abdi ka Yesus.
So, I can witness for Jesus Christ.
Dan abdi tiasa nyaksikeun Yesus Kristus.
But my wife and I witness better for Jesus Christ.
Among pun bojo sareng abdi nyaksikeun Gusti Yesus.
And my wife and I and the other saints of the church do a much better job.
Bojo abdi sareng jalmi-jalmi suci anes di gereja ngadamel hiji padamelan nu langkung sae.
There is an evangelistic power that comes from the local church.
Aya kawasa penginjilan nu kaluar ti gereja setempat.
Therefore, we need to plant millions of new churches.
Pargeta urang peryogi malak jutaan gereja enggal.
Let me share with you now some of the more common methods of planting new churches.
Ijinan Abdi masihan sabaraha tina metode umum ngenaan melak gereja enggal.
There are many ways, but I'd like to share just four of those ways today.
Tercara, namun Abdi bade masihkan opat cara eta ayeuna.
The first way is what we call mother-daughter church planting.
Cara ngawitan nyaeta disebat melakeun gereja indung anak.
In this method, one good church, a strong church, sends out a group to start another church in the same town.
Ini metode ieu hiji gereja sehat anu kuat ngutus sakelompok jalmi kanggo ngawitan hiji gereja sanes di kota Nusami.
We did this in our church in Anchorage.
Jadi dilakukan di lebet gereja abdi di Aspinok Ridge.
We were in the south end of town.
Bisaraya aya di Tungtung Kidul kota eta.
We were about 8 miles outside the downtown area.
Bahan aya sekitar 8 mil di seluar pusat kota.
We saw a great need right in the middle of the town.
Aya nu diperjogikeun ageung pisan di tengah kota.
So we took dozens of our people and sent them downtown and started a new church.
Kita nyandak sajumlah jemaah sareng ngutus aranjeuna ka pusat kota sareng ngawitan hiji gereja enggal.
So this new church planting in the same town did a wonderful job reaching people for Jesus.
Tentu malah gereja enggal ieu di lebet kota Nusami ngalakukan pendamelan nu aheng dina ngahontal jalmi kanggo Yesus.
A second method is simply to start churches with Bible studies.
Cara kedua nyaeta ngawitan gereja tina kelompok pemahaman Alkitab.
We've done this also in Alaska.
Kita dilakukan oge di Alaska.
I participated in several Bible studies that became churches.
Abdi ngiring andil sabaraha kelompok pemahaman Alkitab nu janten gereja.
Just 2 months ago, we sent one of our pastors in Oregon to the Philippines.
Dua sasi satacana abdi sadaya ngintunkeun saurang gembala ka Oregon ka Filipina.
He is going to start Bible studies there that he wants to raise up into churches.
Anjana bade ngawitan ku pemahaman Alkitab satacan muka gereja.
So this too is a good method. A third method is what we call a pioneering church planter.
Metode katilu disebut ngarintis gereja.
In this method, usually one couple, a husband and a wife, go forth and start a church.
Cara ieu biasana sapasang saroge sareng istrina ngawitan hiji gereja.
And this can be successful.
Ieu tiasa hasil.
However, I'd like to talk about this method and add something that I believe makes it better.
Daripada nyaos ngenaan cara ieu sareng nambihan sakedik nu abdi yakin beres ngadamel langkung sae.
And that leads us to our main subject in these sessions.
Nyandak urang ka pokok utama tina sesi ieu.
I'd like to talk about planting new churches from your church by sending teams of people.
Abdi hayang nyarios ngenaan melak gereja enggal ti gereja sadaya ku cara miwarang tim.
As I just mentioned, we have used several of these methods.
Patas nu diparantos disinggung, abdi sadaya parantos nganggo cara ieu.
And they have all had varying degrees of success.
Tina sabaraha tingkat aranjeuna hasil.
However, this is the one I recommend most highly.
Ieu cara nu ku abdi disarankeun.
This is the method we'll be teaching in the next 4 sessions of this curriculum.
Cara nu bade diburukeun dina 4 sesi tina kurikulum ieu.
I have practiced this method myself.
Abdi nyalira parantos ngapraktekeun cara ieu.
About 14 years ago, we went forth with a team and planted a church in New York.
14 tahun kapengker, abdi angkat sareng rombongan ka New York kanggo ngabuka hiji gereja.
After the church was strong, we turned it over to a good pastor and I returned to Alaska.
Parantos gereja kiat, abdi masarakeun ka saurang gembala nu sae, abdi sadaya uih deui ka Alaska.
Then 6 years ago, I took another team from Alaska to Oregon.
6 tahun kapengker, abdi nyandak rombongan ka Oregon di Alaska.
I thank God I did not have to go alone.
Puji syukur abdi henteu angkat nyalira.
I'd be willing to go alone.
Abdi sayogi angkat nyalira.
But God has shown us that this team method works.
Gusti nunjuk yen cara rombongan ieu hasil.
And I want to share with you, church leaders.
Abdi hayo ngabagikeun ka saderek para pemimpin gereja.
Church planting by teams is a method you can use in your church.
Ala gereja ku rombongan nyaeta hiji cara anu tiasa dianggo ku gereja saderek.
The idea, the concept is very simple.
Ide konsep ieu sederhana pisan.
You prepare and send a pioneering pastor.
Saderek nyiapkeun sareng ngutus saurang gembala nu ngarintis.
But you don't send him alone.
Mong henteu anjeunna nyalira.
You surround him with gifted men and women.
Direncangan ku jalmi-jalmi nu gaduh katiasa.
With faithful men and women.
Katia.
With trained men and women.
Sangu kalatih.
You may ask, where do I find those men and women?
Tiasa tumaros. Di mana abdi tiasa mendakap pamanget?
You find them right there in your church.
Sareng istri eta mendakna di gereja saderek.
And then you raise up these teams.
Tasa saderek ngagungakeun tim ieu.
And you get them in proper relationship with the pioneering pastor.
Saderek ngatur supados aranjeunna ngajalin hubungan nu pas sareng perintis gereja.
And then you send them forth.
Saderek ngutus aranjeunna angkat.
You may send them across your city.
Kota saderek.
You may send them to another state or province.
Sesuke ka bagian negara tanapi provinsi sanes.
You may send them to the other side of your nation.
Tanapi ka bagian sanes di negara saderek.
But a church planting team carries great power before God.
Jerombangan umala gereja nyanda kawasan luar biasa di payunan Gusti.
The team method of planting churches is entirely biblical.
Cara tim tina melak gereja teh alkitabiah.
I won't turn to these verses, but let me just make reference to them.
Abdi moal ningali ayat ieu nanging bade masian catatan ayat khusus.
In the book of Acts chapter 10, we see the apostle Peter.
Tina caras pada melantas rasul pasal 10 urang ningali rasul Petrus.
Peter was accompanied by 6 men as he brought the gospel to Caesarea.
Petrus direncangan ku genep jalmi waktos ka Kaisaria. Nyebarkan Injil.
Later in the book of Acts we see a successful church in Caesarea.
Katerasna dicaroskeun pada malantas rasul urang ningali hiji gereja nu hasil.
In Acts chapter 11 we see the beginning of the famous Antioch church.
Katerasna pada malantas rasul pasal 11 urang ningali kawit di gereja Antioquia nu kakenal.
This church too was founded by a group of people.
Gereja ieu diadegkeun ku sakelompok jalmi.
In fact it was a very ethnically diverse group.
Harusna, ieu teh kelompok nu benten pisan secara kelompok.
Probably the greatest example in the book of Acts is the Apostle Paul.
Panginten contoh nu angkeng tina serius pada mana rasul nyaeta Rasul Paulus.
We see Paul's church planting ministry from Acts 13 on to Acts 19.
Rani ngali mala gereja ku Paulus tina serius pada mana rasul-rasul pasal 17 hingga 18.
And in those chapters we see the Apostle Paul consistently going forth with teams of people and planting churches.
Kena pasal eta urang ningali Rasul Paulus sareng rombongan teras-terasan angkat melak gereja.
We see Paul and Silas.
Berani ngai Paulus sareng Silas. Paulus sareng Timotius.
Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
Paulus, Silas sareng Timotius.
We see one place where it just says Paul and his company.
Urang ningali di hiji tempat di mana dicaraskan Paulus sareng rerencanganna.
The Apostle Paul understood the need for gifted men and women to be with him.
Rasul Paulus ngartos peryogi nu nyarengan pameget sareng istri nu gaduh kurnia.
I'd like to share now in our closing minutes some things that are very personal.
Dina pungkasan sesi ieu abdi bade ngabagikeun sabaraha perkara dina pribadi pisan.
I was saved, I came to Jesus Christ in 1969.
Abdi disalamatkeun dongkap ka Yesus taun 1968.
2 years later, I got out of the United States Air Force after serving 4 years.
2 tahun saterasna abdi kaluar ti Angkatan Udara Amerika saparantos ngalayanan 4 tahun.
I moved back to Alaska.
Dei ka Alaska.
I continued the courtship of my wife.
Di masih papacangan sareng pun bojo.
I was successful.
Abdi hasil.
We're now happily married 23 years.
Saparantos 23 tahun ngalaman kabagjaan tina rumah tangga.
We have 4 wonderful children, all of whom love Jesus.
Aduh opat putra nu sadayana mikasih Gusti.
But a wonderful thing happened when I returned to Alaska.
Patas uwi ka Alaska, aya hiji perkara nu heran kajantenan.
My wife brought me to church.
Pun bojo nyandak abdi ka gereja.
I met a wonderful man named Pastor Dick Benjamin.
Abdi pandak sareng saurang pastor Dick Benjamin nu luar biasa.
I got very much involved in that church.
Abdi ngiring aup di gereja eta.
The church I pastor in Oregon was started from that church by a team.
Gereja anu dilayanan ayeuna di Oregon dibentuk ku hiji tim.
Let me share with you the church planting history of Abbot Lop Christian Center.
Kiran abdi ngabagikeun sajarah malak gereja di Abbot Lop Christian Center.
Abbot Lop Christian Center, I should say, is now called Abbot Lop Community Church.
Abbot Lop Christian Center aya nama Abbot Lop Community Church.
It's a large spirit-filled church in Anchorage, Alaska.
Eta gereja nu pinuhun kula suci nu paling ageung di Alaska.
It was founded in 1959 by Brother Benjamin.
Brother Benjamin tahun 1858.
8 years later, they planted their first church.
Saratarasna 8 tahun malah gereja nu ngawitan.
Pastor Benjamin took a group of 22 people.
Pastor Benjamin nyanda kisi kelompok nu jumlahna 22 jalmi.
A pastor plus 21 others.
Saurang gembala tambih 21 jalmi.
And the church sent them about 25 miles outside of Anchorage.
Gereja ngutus aranjeunna kitan-kitan 25 mil di luar Alaska.
They planted a church in what is called Peter's Creek, Alaska.
Pala gereja nu disebut Peter Creek, Alaska.
That was the first planting.
Eta nu ngawitan.
That was 1967.
Di tahun 1867.
By 1987, 20 years later, Abbot Lop had sent out almost 1,000 men, women, and children.
Di tahun 1887, 20 tahun salajengna, Abbot Lop parantos ngutus hampir 1,000 pameket istri sareng barangkali.
Let me repeat that.
Pabit beri diwihan deui.
Brother Benjamin was willing to send his best Christians out.
Brother Benjamin sayogi ngintunkan jalmi-jalmi Kristen usai.
I appeal now to you church leaders.
Pinyuhunkan kasarek para pamimpin gereja, ayana.
Please hear this right from my heart and I believe from the heart of God.
Untan dangukan isi manah abdi, abdi percantan iya isi manah akusti.
Jesus spoke about sending about scattering good seed.
Yesus nyaros ngeunaan ngutus, ngeunaan nyebar benih nu sae.
Brother Benjamin learned this principle.
Brother Benjamin diajar prinsip ieu.
He applied this principle.
Harapkeunana.
He looked for men and women of commitment and dedication to Jesus.
Dari pamangkeut sareng istri anu gaduh janji sareng didekasi ka Yesus.
He trained these people.
Alati jelma eta.
He loved these men and women.
Kanya.
But he loved God enough to send them out.
Nong anjana cakep mikasih Gusti kanggo ngutus aranjana.
In 20 years, 1,000 people were sent forth.
Dina 20 tahun, 1,000 jalmi parantos diutus.
They worked with their team leading ministers to plant dozens of churches in America.
Aranjana didamel sareng pamimpin rombongan pelayanan Gusti kanggo melak sabaraha gereja di Amerika.
Some of those churches have planted new churches.
Sabaraha ti gereja eta parantos melak gereja enggal.
There are now 69 churches in the US and overseas that came from that ministry.
Ayeuna aya 69 gereja di Amerika sareng di luar Amerika nu kawitna ti pelayanan eta.
Most of those 69 were sent from Alaska.
Karena di 69 gereja eta diutus di Alaska.
But many of those churches reproduce themselves again.
Nanging seueur di gereja eta ngalahirkeun deui gereja.
You don't have to be a big church to plant another church.
Sarek henteu kedah janten hiji gereja nu ageung kanggo malak gereja sanes.
The church in Anchorage had fewer than 200 people when they planted their first church.
Jadi Anchorage gaduh kirang langkung 200 jalmi waktu aranjeunna melak gereja ngawitan.
It does not require great numbers.
Tamaryogikeun jemaah nu seueur.
It simply requires understanding the heart of God to sow seed.
Mong diperyogikeun pemahaman dina manah Gusti kanggo tebar benih.
So this is an introduction to where we're going to go in the next four sessions.
Kita pembukaan ke empat sesi nubade di tujuh.
I will be sharing with you proven methods to plant new churches.
Nubade nggak bagi kencara nuparantos kauji kanggo malah gereja enggal.
I especially want to help you to understand two very important truths.
Tapi hoyong nulungan saderek ngartos karena dua bebenaran nu penting.
Number one, your church can become a school of ministry.
Nu kahiji, gereja saderek tiasa janten sekolah pelayanan.
You don't need 500 people to become a school of ministry.
Teperyoke 500 jalmi kanggo sekolah pelayanan.
You just need leadership willing to do this and people willing to be taught.
Mong proyogi seorang pemimpin sareng jalmi nu sayogi diwurukan.
So brothers, sisters, in the nations of the world, number one, you can train ministers in your church.
Dan saderek sadayana di sakuliah dunia, nomor kahiji, saderek tiasa ngalatih pelayanan Gusti di gereja.
And number two, churches of any size can plant new churches.
Nomor dua, gereja-gereja ukuran kumaha bae tiasa melak gereja.
And I'll share with you in the next four sessions how your church can become a church planting center.
Dipade ngabagi sareng saderek kumaha gereja saderek tiasa janten pusat melakna gereja di opat sesi engke.
God bless you and I look forward to talking to you in the next session.
Tinggal berkan saderek sareng abdi ngarepkeun tiasa nyereos ka saderek di sesi salajengna.